I need a kid's help who likes blueberries. Who likes blueberries? Okay, come on up. Now, today we see Jesus walking around. He's resurrected, he's back from the dead. And Paul in 1 Corinthians 15:20 says, Jesus is the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep or of those who are died. So what we see in Jesus is a first fruit of what it looks like to be raised from the dead. Now, imagine we're growing blueberries in our backyard and we're so excited about blueberries. We can't wait for them to come. And finally, we get our first blueberry. Eat it. Okay, good. Now, what comes after that first blueberry? I have the rest of the fruit in here. What's going to be in here? What kind of fruit? Bananas? No. What kind of fruit? More blueberries, right? We're not going to get tomatoes, thank goodness. We're not going to get squash. We're not going to get bananas. We're going to get more blueberries. Now, let's just make sure. Hey, more blueberries. All right, test it and make sure. Pick one. Is that a blueberry? Yeah. Yeah, all right, good. Thank you. Good job. Have a seat. Give her a hand. Okay. Now, think about what it means that Jesus is the first fruit of believers who've died. So what is our resurrected life going to be like? How do we figure that out? Well, we look at the first fruit. We look at the first blueberry. Now, this is a little bit hard of a question, but think about your gospel reading today and think about other gospel stories you've read. Kids, what is Jesus like after he rose from the dead? What do we learn from this first fruit? Tell me about him. Tell me some things about Jesus after he died and rose again. Yeah. What's his body like? What's Jesus like after he rose from the dead? Yeah.
He still has the same body
and he still has the same wound. Yes. What else? Yeah. He has his holes in his hands. Good. What else? Yes. He's in perfectly good health. Yes. He can walk through walls, right? Does he eat?
Yes.
Yes, he eats, right? So he can walk through walls, but he eats. So there's something about him. Sometimes people see him at first and they don't recognize him, and then they hear something and they recognize him. Kids, you're going to learn today about Jesus on the road to Emmaus, and he's having conversations with these disciples who are saying, oh, we lost Jesus, we're so sad, while they're talking to Jesus. And then he breaks bread and they realize it's him. So there's something about Jesus and his resurrection body that it's definitely him, but it's definitely new, right? It's the first fruit. So if you ever wonder, what is it going to be like when I rise from the dead if I follow Jesus? You just look at Jesus after he rose from the dead. He's the first fruit of resurrection life. If we want to know what it's going to be like, we look at Jesus. And what does that do? That gives us hope. Just like the first blueberries, like, oh man, this is what's coming? We can look at the resurrection life of Jesus and say, that's what's coming for us. We have this body. We see these scars, but the scars don't hurt anymore. They actually point to a new thing God is doing, right? So that fills us with hope. The first fruits fill us with hope.